Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Hey, those of you who are up in the balcony singing for us this morning, thank you. Thank you so much for your praises to God and for helping all of us to worship Him. Have you ever wanted to trade places with somebody in your life? Put a hand up if you thought, I'd like to trade places with somebody. Okay? I need some helpers up here this morning. I want to see if you'd like to trade places with these people. Let's see. Come on up here, Clara. We'll put the sunglasses on there. Clara is going to be a movie star. A famous movie star. Who'd like to trade places with a movie star, huh? Or any somebody else here? Gavin, you want to come up here? Come here, Gavin. Gavin is our famous athlete. Who does, here, step over here. Some people maybe like to trade places with a famous athlete and be like them. Or, I don't know, let's see. Who else would like to come up here? Come on up here, okay? Ooh. You can be our rich person, okay? And some people maybe would like to trade places with a rich person. A movie star, a rich person. A famous athlete. One more person I need up here. Would you? Okay, let's see. We got another guy here. Come on up here. Landon, you're going to be our poor beggar. Sorry. If you look inside the trash there, there's some food scraps that you can eat out of the trash today. Now, let me ask you. Who wants to trade places with a famous athlete? Okay, you'd like to be a tennis... Okay, who'd like to trade places with a rich person? Ooh, okay. All right, lots of you like to do that. Who'd like to trade places with a movie star and be a famous movie... You'd like to do that, okay? Who'd like to trade places with a beggar who eats out of the garbage? Some of you said yes, but I don't think so. I don't know about you. Well, did you hear? I don't know if you heard today, but our gospel reading was about a story about a man who did trade places, a rich man, like Emily here, who traded places with a poor man who begged for table scraps like Landon, and they traded places, but it's not what the rich man wanted, was it? Did he want to trade places? But he did. He did. Guys, listen. Did you hear the story? There was a rich man, like Emily, okay? And, okay, you're not a man, but that's all right. Well, okay. And at the rich person's door and gate, there was a poor beggar named Lazarus. And Lazarus had sores on his body, and the dogs would lick his sores, and he would just beg to have anything, any table scraps from the rich person's food, from the rich person's table. But that rich person, he didn't care about Lazarus. Do you think the rich person ever gave Lazarus any food at all? Nah. Do you think he cared about the poor man at his door? No way. No way. He saw him every day, but he didn't care. And then, all of a sudden, they both die. And now everything has changed, hasn't it? Now all of a sudden, Emily, give your money to Landon. Landon, give your trash to Emily. All of a sudden, everything was switched. And the poor man became rich in the kingdom of God. He was with Lazarus, enjoying all the good things of God. Meanwhile, what happened to the rich person? Yeah, I got stuck with this in hell. And he was in anguish, and he wanted even just a drop of water to cool his tongue. But it couldn't happen because Abraham said there's a big gulf, there's a big separation between us, and nobody can cross over. What do we learn from this? Well, one thing we learn is what not to do. Don't love your money. Don't love your money. Money is here today, but it's gone tomorrow, and it doesn't do you any good for your salvation. What should we do? Like Lazarus... We should, do you know what the name of Lazarus means? His name means, God is my help. Lazarus trusted God. He didn't have very much in the world, did he? But he had the main thing that counts for everything. He had trust in God, and he went to heaven. Who do we trust for our salvation? Do we trust money?
No.
Do we trust fame and strength or popularity like a movie star? We don't trust those things. Who do we trust for our salvation? God and his Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life on a cross for us, died for our sins so that like Lazarus and Abraham, we can go to heaven to be with the Lord. But in the meantime, what should we do with our money? Try to make ourselves famous and popular? Build our strength? Those things are all right. But the main thing we should do with our money is to help others, right? Help others whom God has loved. God has loved those people. And that's how we show God that we don't love our money. We love what he loves. He loves us. And he gave his Son for us. So let's pray about that, shall we? Let's pray. Dear Lord God, we thank you for all the gifts that you give us in life. But we pray, help us not to love those things in this world, but to love you and to trust you for our salvation. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.